Listening Library presents The Strange Maid, The United States of Asgard, Book 2, by Tessa Grattan. Read for you by Cynthia Holloway. I'm not afraid of love, or its consequence of light. It's not easy to say this, or anything when my entrails dangle between paradise and fear. Joy Harjo. Don't you know people write songs about girls like you? The naked and famous. The Child Valkyrie. I was born under a frenzied star, so our poets would say, which meant only that I was wild and loud as a child, always running off, crying or laughing at nothing my parents could see. But when I was 7 years old, I went truly mad. It was winter, a week after my birthday, and my parents had been dead for a month, shot down far away from me, with nothing to protect them but prayers and hymnals, neither of which could stop bullets. A bruise ached on my chest, over my heart, where I pressed my fists every morning, every night, and all through the funeral service staring at the empty pyre, for we had no bodies to burn. I had to hold in the wail of grief beating through my blood because the god my family served did not scream. My adoptive parents, old friends of the family and fellow devotees of Freyr, the god of family, wealth, and joy, thought a trip to the New World Tree might help me. It might calm the fury that kept tears in my eyes when I demanded, "Why did they die? Why did our god let them die?" "You'll see," said my wish father, wiping tears from my face, even as they gathered.